Never mind. We won't talk about the weather. We moved the game up until Thursday night, and, you know, Brunswick came out. First four offensive plays, we had three touchdowns, 20 points, right at 160 yards in our first three series, and it was downhill from there for Cook County. Seven touchdowns on the night, 47-7 at the half. Jamarius Stevens, just a highlight reel game for the Pirates. 11 for 13, 310 yards, and six touchdown passes. He also had a four-yard touchdown run, so he accounted for seven touchdowns in that contest. 53-7, defense looked really, really good. Sean Ward came down on a kickoff one time and picked somebody up and body slammed him. You remember that hit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that was looked like WWE Monday Night Raw, that hit. But total team effort by Brunswick kind of come off the, you know, not so good opener at Coffee County where we turned the ball over five times. But, you know, Coach Pender said from week one to week two, you see your biggest improvement. And we definitely saw some improvement Thursday night.
Brunswick High was the only team from this area that pulled out a W over this past week. Glen Academy was downed by Tift 27-7, and Frederica ventured over to play Westland in a GHSA game instead of a GISA, and Westland beat Frederica 38-14 up in Peachtree Corners.
Mm. And listen to both of those games on the radio. Don't know what happened to Glenn last night, but, you know, they got behind early. And just, it just seemed like they couldn't move the football in the second half. And, you know, they moved it in spots, but you just no consistent movement on offense. And I just don't know what happened. I thought coming off the Ware game, Glenn was going to kick it into pretty much high gear, and it just didn't happen at Tift. And Coach Pender told me that Tift was a really, really good team and that they're really good this year. So, not real surprised at the outcome because Tiff's in the SEC football region, that region 7 over there, in 7A, region 1, 7A, and with Colquitt and Lowndes and Tift, you know, and Camden and teams like that. So not too surprised at the outcome, but I thought Glenn would make it a lot closer than what it actually was.
Brunswick High will get Wayne County next, and, of course, the reason I'm going to bring that up is because Wayne County stunned Valdosta on Thursday night, 23-13. Wayne County went into Wintersville.
Baysmore Hyder, baby. They went in there and got a win.
And pulled a W from the Wildcats.
23-13. If you listen to it on the radio, they had two or three touchdowns called back in that football game.
Yeah.
I mean, not just one. They had three touchdowns called back. And, you know, the fix was kind of put into place, but they just couldn't overcome it.
The thing with Valdosta, remember, these are the defending state champions, and the road doesn't get any easier for the Wildcats. This is what their schedule looks like from here on out. Tift, Thomas County Central, Colquitt, Northside Warner Robins, Lee County, Coffee County, and Houston. Good flipping luck.
You know, Thomas County Central's got off to a slow start, so they may get them. I don't know. They may be. Run that down one more time.
Tift, Thomas County Central, Colquitt, Northside Warner Robins, Lee County, Coffee, Houston. That's rough.
There's two wins there. There's Houston, and there's probably Thomas County Central, and they could be 3-7, the Cats, defending state champions. They're 1-2 right now. They could end up 3-7. I only see two wins on the teams that you just mentioned running down that schedule right there. There's only two teams I think they can beat.
Ware County also found their season start to 0-2, losing to Coffee 21-14. Ware's got Grady, Northside Warner Robins, and Lowndes the next 3 weeks.
They'll beat Grady, but then they'll lose to those other two teams. They'll start out 1-4.
Yes, they will. A lot of pressure turned up on Franklin Stevens and Waycross.
And keep in mind that they play in a region where it's kind of watered down with some teams that aren't so good, but they got to go to Wayne County later in the season and play the Yellow Jackets. And Wayne County, that might be for a region championship in that region, that 5A region.
Might be. All right, so Richmond Hill beat Brantley County 52-0. Charlton downed Appling 19-14. Benedictine beat St. Pius 41-13. Camden by a field goal over Double A Fitzgerald.
We had this talk. Now, Fitzgerald, they're highly thought of in Double A football. Now, they lost the state championship game last year to, Benedictine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, yeah, they're a Double A team, but they have good players, but...
Let me tell you something. Let me just explain something real quick.
Okay, let's...
When the day comes that a 7A Camden County team beats any AA team with the exception of Benedictine, because that's not even really a AA team. So with the exclusion of Benedictine, when the day comes that Camden beats any AA team, 7A Camden beats any AA team by a field goal, you better get to church.
Well, then if that's the case, then the church attendance would be through the roof in Camden County tomorrow.
It should be 24-21 Camden winners over Fitzgerald, 35-21 Colquitt down Tucker, Liberty beat Statesboro 36-34, and Pierce County took everything that they could take, 29-18 winners over Beach.
The Beach Bulldogs. You know, Beach, I don't want to... Let's don't diss Beats. They came down here for a contact camp at Brunswick over the summer, and they did not look that bad. They didn't. They did not look bad.
They gave Pierce everything they wanted. 29-18. Those are the scores. Okay, so coming up later in the show, Coach Sean Pender will call in. We'll talk some Brunswick High football. We've got to get to the sound of the week, and then on the other side of this break, the weekend review.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated.
And here,
stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Well, so far, this show has been
your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday.
Case in point. Nothing is working right today.
Hey, so some days it's like that.
It's going to be like this the whole show. Like, I can go ahead and tell you, it's going to be ugly.
Going to be ugly, but, you know, who cares? One of my favorite segments of the week, though, and I'm waiting to see what we hear here today. There's no telling. He's going to try to bait me. The Weekend Review.
Hopefully it'll work.
And here we go. Who made out the best this week? Conor McGregor. $100 million for losing a fight. I'm in the wrong business.
And he lost.
Jags heading into regular season with talent at every position except the one that matters.
Quarterback.
Giancarlo Stanton is better than me.
Yes.
Braves, if you are going to try and sign Brandon Phillips in the offseason, how much bleeping sense does it make to trade him in the first place when all you got was an old minor league catcher for him? Can someone please tell Aaron Rodgers that it is no longer 1984 and the Magnum P.I. mustache is not trending?
There's some other people.
Florida
right
will not beat too. Michigan, yeah. But only because half of the team will be suspended. UGA, App State, down to the wire. Dogs win 24-17. Lane
mind.
Kiffin, if you were such a great coach, why is it that when Alabama dumped you, you ended up at FAU? I say Lane Kiffin, you say get over yourself. Lane Kiffin, please donate to the victims of Hurricane Harvey. And these are my thoughts.
You just said...
Once again, spot on.
You just said... Georgia, Appalachian State, down to the wire, Georgia 24-17. Have you, dude, have you, really? You just showed me a t-shirt, a outfit of your son wearing a Georgia Bulldog outfit, and you going to come on here and talk about Georgia's only going to be App State by a touchdown in their home opener?
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab. Yeah. Jessup Furniture.
Get these sponsors in.
And Peachtree Pest Control.
Well, back to what I was saying. Down to the wire? I mean, you put that out there. That's video evidence that you dog bashing again. They haven't even kicked the football off, and you're already bashing them.
This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan Tucker.
I mean, We're on the Jason. This is your show, Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, Facebook Live. The host of this show is saying Georgia is going to struggle with Appalachian State today. This ain't 2007 in Michigan again. This is 2017. Michigan was a bad football team back in those days. They'd already, you know, they were already starting to decline. Tennessee last year, Tennessee was, you know, they were a four-loss team, overrated. And now you're saying that Appalachian State's coming to Athens after all these events with App State have happened over the years. And you're saying Georgia, with top 10 recruiting classes, is going to take App State so lightly, looking ahead to Notre Dame, that they're going to struggle with App State today. Let me tell you what's going to happen to App State today. They are going to get a steady diet of number 27, Nick Chubb, going to beat them into submission with that run game and then set up play action pass, and we're going to hit. Man, okay. Go ahead, Jason. I've hogged too much airtime.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Whenever you want.
24-17.
It's going to be a nail-biter. Probably the best game of the week.
If it's going to be a nail-biter, that's just because you want to sit around this afternoon, watch TV, and bite your nails. It's not going to be a nail-biter. Okay? If you're biting your nails today, it's just because you've got other things going on. It ain't got nothing to do with Georgia Appalachian State.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
And this is all I'm going to say about it. Last year, Georgia didn't have that great of a season. And the reason that they didn't have that great of a season was, one reason, they're trying to restock the cupboard. Okay, fine. You make that argument all day long. The bigger reason that they didn't have a good season is because they have a terrible coach.
No, they don't.
When you're 4th-and-1 against Vanderbilt, and you've got Nick Chubb and Sony Michel in the backfield, and you decide on 4th-and-1 that you're going to run a toss to a 170-pound wide receiver on 4th-and-1 against Vanderbilt with the game on the line, that's not a good coaching decision. That's being a bad coach. So my question to you is, Appalachian State has already proven that they can play with upper echelon teams. So the question I have is, the guy that's going to be coaching tonight for the Bulldogs against Appalachian State, isn't that the same coach that coached that Vanderbilt game last year? Same guy, right?
I'm just shaking my head, man. Oh.
I just wanted to ask, is it the same coach?
It's the same coach.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're just going to live last October. Made one bad play call, so automatically he's a bad coach.
He made a bunch of bad play calls last year. A lot of bad decisions. That was just the highlight.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get to the sound of the week, because it's really good. So, Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, got in a ring, and then after the boxing match was over, Teddy Atlas, who, if you know anything about boxing, is a legend, legendary analyst, and the abominable Stephen A. Smith, who is louder than anybody on anything just to get attention, and then 10 minutes later he'll change his opinion and be just as loud as he was to begin with. So this is what went down.
He forced the gourmet chef to be a fast order cook.
But doesn't that make it fast food? What I'm saying to you is this. If you go to a restaurant to get some steak, some filet mignon, and instead you get a burger. Okay, ain't it a burger? I mean, it's just a burger. That's what we saw tonight. All I'm saying.
He made the adjustment to be what he had to be.
But it's still a cheeseburger.
It's not
a steak.
Floyd's eating it. The other guy's not.
And then Teddy Atlas gets really ticked off at the end. Stephen A. Smith wouldn't let him talk.
Hey, it's true, though. I watched the fight.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I was in, I knew Conor McGregor was not going to beat Floyd Mayweather. Anybody that knows anything about boxing, I told you on this show, he made a better showing than I thought. I'll give him credit. He made a better showing. Might have won a round or two. But in the 10th round, he was about to get knocked out. And they can say what they want to, but he was out on his feet and taking headshot after headshot, and the referee stepped in and saved him from getting put to sleep.
You get a burger. Okay, ain't it a burger? I mean, it's just a burger.
He was just a burger. That's what he was. Because Floyd Mayweather, say what you want to about Floyd, okay? Floyd has finished his boxing career 50-0, Jason. And he's beat the best that they had out there. 50-0. Nobody can ever say they beat Floyd Mayweather.
You get a burger. Okay, ain't it a burger? I mean, it's just a burger.
On the other side of this break, Brunswick High head coach, Sean Pender.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender's coaches show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The best private club value in the Southeast. Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles, and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out brunswickcountryclub.com. brunswickcountryclub.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Not a great night for Glenn County football. The Knights of Frederica traveled up to Peachtree Corners to take on the Westland Wolves, their first ever GHSA opponent, and were down convincingly 38-14. Glenn also took to the road to Tifton to take on Tipp County and couldn't ever keep any momentum going, and eventually fell 27-7 to the Blue Devils. The loss takes the Terrors to a 1-2 start. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
To Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Back here.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires.
I'm telling you, it's just going to be one of those days. It doesn't matter. Okay, so.
It's just a burger.
It's just. This show's definitely not steak today. No question. A lot of errors. I don't program the show. We'll have a chat with a programmer.
That's probably got something to do with that lame Appalachian State prediction that
I doubt it.
You just made air. Everybody heard it that's listening. And on Facebook Live, Jason Bishop says Georgia will only beat Appalachian State 24-17.
Joining us via the pristine water landline is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, no problem. I enjoy being on.
Oh, great. Coach, congratulations on your first win as a Pirate, and you did it very, very convincingly in impressive fashion, 53-7. Talk about your team's effort.
Oh, the boys played extremely well. They were, you know, able to keep the focus throughout the rain delays and all that, and that was something very proud of the way they hammered themselves, and they came out and ready to play ball, and they showed everybody what they can do.
Coach, you talked about on our shows after the coffee game that we've done in the community. You talked about the biggest improvement happens between game one and game two. Talk a little bit about the improvement you saw last Thursday night.
Well, I definitely believe that there's a big difference between a scrimmage game and a real game, and then when you get into that real game situation, you know, special teams are live and little things here and there, that it just picks up, the level of play picks up a lot. And sometimes your team's just not quite there yet, and you see your mistakes of what you're making, and you're able to correct those mistakes. The good teams are able to correct those mistakes. They recognize them right away. They hone in on them, and then they make a huge improvement from week one to week two.
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown and by Big City Cleaners. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network with Kip Branch, 912-275-7017. I'm not going to take your call right now because I got Coach Sean Pender on the line, so just wait your turn and be patient. We'll get you next segment. But right now, Coach Pender's on the line. And when you win 53-7, you make people wait.
That's how it works.
Hey, Coach, I talked with you in the off season when you first came over here from Pierce County, and we were talking, I don't know if you remember this, but we were in the Brunswick High Auditorium, and we were talking a little bit about Jamarius Stevens, and you were telling me about how excited you were to have him as your quarterback and to be working with him in the off season. And Thursday night, he threw for 6 touchdowns and rushed for 1. How impressed were you with his effort?
I'm very impressed with him. You know, he's starting to study the game and not just rely on his athletic ability. You know, and that's one of the big improvements I was hoping he would do from last year to this year, is really understand the defense that I was seeing and understanding where, you know, anticipating receivers are going to be open. And he did that real well. He knew the coverages that he was seeing, and he knew where to place the football. And he knew how he trusted his receivers in one-on-one situations, which was huge. And then just how he managed the game, he did a really good job.
Coach, Jalen Jackson, special kind of athlete. We've been following him his whole career at Brunswick High. Exclusively on offense Thursday night. Talk a little bit about his development as an offensive player and the game he had the other night. 3 touchdowns and a half of work, and he's a special player.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait for these colleges to actually see how good and talented he was. You know, he has around 16 Division I offers. Most of them are smaller schools except for like Cincinnati and Wake Forest, where all they've seen him is a little bit of special teams and defense. But he is a very, very gifted athlete. He can do whatever it is that you want him to do. I mean, if you want to set up a ping pong table, I bet you'd go up there and win a ping pong tournament as well. The kid is very special.
Coach, for Brunswick High fans, it's been a tough go the last couple of years. And for these kids especially, it's been a tough go where they haven't had the success that they've wanted to have. So when you win a game 53-7 and dominate from start to finish, Coach, it's been a while since the Pirates have had one of those games. Talk a little bit about how your kids felt after that win.
Well, they were definitely excited, that's for sure. But when you have a win like that, now you got to make sure your kids understand how to win and what to do and how to move forward. You don't want to sit there and keep looking at some success you had in the past, even though it's recent past. You got to look forward, because let me tell you, the game we got coming up this week is going to be a real test. It's going to be a fun, exciting game. And our kids have to make sure they're focused on Wayne County for next week instead of, you know, looking at this Cook County game and reminiscing with it.
Coach, I don't know if you were listening to this broadcast prior to coming on the air, but my host here actually said Appalachian State. He wanted to say Appalachian State's going to beat Georgia today, but he just didn't have the guts to say it. Your thoughts on that football game tonight, Coach?
You know, Jason's probably remembering that Appalachian Michigan game where you know, they were overlooked. Very good. What was, were they 1AA at the time, or were they already?
Yeah, they were still 1AA.
Yeah, when they beat Michigan. So I guarantee you, everybody who plays Appalachian State remembers that game versus Michigan. Georgia's going to be ready, and I believe Georgia's going to put it on them. I'm going to have to disagree with Jason on that one. It's going to be Georgia's going to cover the spread and then some.
This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing and Boyd's Transmissions. Coach, believe me, it's nothing new. I'm used to people disagreeing with me. It's the story of my life. Coach, last week, or this past week, we saw Wayne County upset Valdosta. Now, you guys are going to play Wayne County on Friday night. Were you as shocked as I was to see that score, and what have you told your kids? I know it's still early, about Wayne County.
Absolutely not. I was not shocked at all to see that score. I knew Wayne County was a much improved team. I've been at Pierce, and when I've been at Pierce, I've been watching Wayne County and known that they have the athletes to be a very explosive, very good football team. They just had to put it all together, and the coach, he did a great job of coming in there and actually corralling that talent and getting them to play well together. And he's got them doing what they, you know, should be able to do. Now, Valdosta, they're having trouble a little bit finding their identity on offense. starting quarterback, and they lost a lot last year on the offensive side of the ball. They got a whole new system. You got to remember their offensive coordinator is now the head coach at Fitzgerald, so they're implementing a new offensive system as well over there in Valdosta. With their starting quarterback broke his collarbone. I don't know if you knew that or not. Didn't play in that game, and they haven't developed the depth at quarterback that they need to be successful. You can't just get someone like that hurt and then have a good time at the or have a good game versus a team as good on defense as Wayne is. Wayne's a very dominant team on defense, and they had a couple. I was watching the film earlier. Wayne won a hook and ladder for a long touchdown early in the game that kind of set the momentum, the tone. And, Wayne had that confidence that they were going to beat them. And if you have that confidence and you think you're going to win, a lot of times you do if you're prepared, and they were prepared.
Coach, you came here in February. You started your job in February here at Brunswick. And how did it feel? I want to hear Sean Pender say how it felt for Sean Pender to get that first win. Finally, off his, get it in the win column. The relief you felt getting that victory Thursday night.
Oh, that first win is always special. That's one of those ones that should go down in the memory books. Even though with all the rain that cut the game short, all the lightning, and then it being on a Thursday where we had to get up early in the morning the next day, so I didn't get to stay out late and celebrate like I wanted to. But it was fun. I enjoyed that win. I enjoyed that victory, but. At the same breath, it's early in the season with this victory, and we have to keep our focus and move forward because our goal wasn't just to win one game, it's to win a championship. And I'll feel a lot better when we have that region championship and are making our way to our state run.
Coach Sean Pender, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, on the line with us via the Pristine Water landline. And, Coach, if you played throughout the regular season like you played last night, a region championship will probably just be one of the many goals, the things that you win. Maybe in a much bigger one in a state championship. Coach, thank you for taking the time. We do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, ATTY.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-thru service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is?
It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
I mean, I'm just telling you the truth about the Georgia game.
It's not going to happen, Jason. Georgia is fixing to beat Appalachian State like a rented mule. At 6 o'clock tonight, like I told you during the break, don't hide your phone and don't put it on silent and say, man, I fell asleep and I didn't get your message. And you know the typical thing people do when they hide from you. Don't hide from me tonight because I'll be looking for you.
I do get tired pretty easily this time of year. I'm
about
just saying.
7:30, don't say, man, I just was been watching football all day and I kind of dozed off on the couch and I didn't get your messages and all that kind of stuff. Because I'll be texting you a little bit later today.
You better hope that I'm not texting you, because if I'm texting you, it's not good news.
Okay.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Coconut Kev's, and Brunswick Country Club. Coach Sean Pender of the Brunswick High Pirates joined us last segment via the Pristine Water landline. And one more time, one thing that the Pirates didn't look like Thursday night was a burger. They just looked really good.
God. You get a burger! Okay, ain't it a burger? I mean, it's just a burger.
I had a steak last night. I felt like, you know, last night went out and got a couple of big steaks. I grilled them out by the swimming pool and listened to Glenn Academy and Fred Rico on the radio last night. Because, you know, flying pretty high after that 53-7 beatdown. Brunswick High only played 27 minutes, Jason, of football before that game got whatever happened. I heard stuff about the weather. I've heard people throwing in the towel and tapping out and that kind of stuff. It doesn't really matter. 27 minutes, you got 53 points. That means, you know, had a lot of offense. 415 yards of total offense, which meant somebody was blocking. And so I want to give a shout-out to the Brunswick High offensive line for their performance on Thursday night. Those guys really mauled Cook County up front.
First college football Saturday.
Yes.
It's today. NC State, South Carolina. Let's just run through some games. You tell me who you got. NC State, South Carolina.
NC State's really good on the defensive line. They've got NFL talent on the defensive line. South Carolina's got a young gunslinger at quarterback, and they've got some receivers on the outside, some playmakers. The key to that football game for me is, can the South Carolina defense hold up against NC State? I think they will. I think South Carolina wins the football game.
I'm in disagreement.
Okay.
I'll take NC State. Right. I don't think South Carolina has the horses yet to be able to beat an NC State.
NC State's got a chance to be really good.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Okay. Michigan, number 11, 17, Florida.
I saw a picture yesterday on Facebook where somebody texted it to me. It was a picture of the Florida team plane flying into Texas, and it was a Piper Cub because of all the suspensions. they got 10 people out. I don't see Florida beating Michigan with all the suspensions. I'll take Michigan. I don't like Michigan, but I'll take Michigan in this football game, and you know how I feel about Florida.
Okay, here we go. Here it comes. Write this down. It's going to, for those of you that don't know who Felipe Franks is, you're going to get an opportunity to familiarize yourself really quickly on national television. Felipe Franks is going to be a very, very, very good quarterback, and he has won the starting job at the University of Florida, and tonight will be his coming out party. I've been picking Michigan all along to win this game. I even picked Michigan in the weekend review, since the weekend review, and to right now, I've changed my mind.
Okay.
I'm going Gators because I'm going to say that Felipe Franks has a coming out party, and by this time next week, everyone other than Jason Bishop will know who Felipe Franks is.
Who can he throw the ball all the way from Texas to Florida, to Gainesville, Florida, because his playmakers are home? Who's he going to throw the ball to? I mean, I always want the SEC to do well, but, you know, just 10 suspensions. I just think Florida's handcuffed today. We'll see.
Felipe Franks.
Okay.
Coming out party.
Oh, he's got a cannon. He's got a cannon for an arm now. He's a good quarterback. Zaire's going to play too, by the way. Give him a look, different look.
Felipe Franks coming out party. Appalachian State at 15 Georgia. This one's going to be close. It's going to be a knockdown,
drag out.
Who makes the biggest mistake and loses? Georgia wins 24-17.
Nick Chubb might score 24 points by himself today. Nick Chubb, let's see, 22 carries.
He'd be the only one that scores.
22 carries, 150 yards, and three touchdowns. Jacob Eason, 21 for 26, 280, another couple of touchdowns. Georgia 38-10. Easy.
God forbid that we don't get into a situation where it's 4th-and-1 with the game on the line. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
Okay. Because if it is, Georgia's going to lose.
38-10, dogs.
Okay. Georgia Southern, number 12, at number 12, Auburn. I think Georgia Southern's going to give Auburn fits, but I think Auburn wins the game going away.
I want Georgia Southern to give them fits, but I just don't see it happening. And Auburn's put a lot of pressure on this kid that's transferred in from Baylor, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia had a kid that transferred in from Virginia that they, you know, said was going to do great things too. So you got to be careful when you bring in these graduate transfers, because there's a reason they're transferred. You know why? Because they, most of the time they lose their jobs at the previous places that they're at. So they come to another place and all of a sudden they're the savior.
I'm really confused. Who said Grayson Lambert was going to do great things?
Well, I mean, if you listen to the Kool-Aid drinkers.
Oh, people like you. Because I was,
I never said that because
I wasn't among
be,
it.
I didn't say that because I saw him in high school. And, he, you know, I mean, he's a good player, but he's not somebody that's going to resuscitate your program. And so this kid, Stidham, has come in from Baylor, and he's the greatest thing since sliced bread at Auburn. Why'd he leave Baylor?
I mean, there's a mess over there.
Why'd he leave Baylor?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on at Baylor.
Why did he leave Baylor as it relates to football? Because he lost his job?
I mean, there is a good...
Okay, next game.
Number 3, Florida State. Number 1, Alabama. I'm picking the Noles in a close game.
I actually... Here's the thing I love about college football, and there's no other fan... And sometimes... You want certain teams to lose because you want to see the reaction of their fan base.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing better than seeing an Alabama meltdown when they lose in their fan base. I mean, you got people wanting to jump off of bridges. And
okay.
You got jokers going into Walmart and starting to start fights with people. I mean, think about
going
it.
Into Walmart.
That's what they do. That's where they have their championship trophies on display and things like that. Over
that's
out. That's
so funny.
That's what they do. I want Florida State to win the football game just simply because I want to see the Alabama fan base melt down.
So that, are you picking Florida State?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I think Alabama win the football game, but I don't want Alabama to win because I want to see the meltdown. I think Alabama's defensive line is going to dominate Florida State's offensive line, and I think that's going to be the difference of the football game.
I'll text you.
Okay.
West Virginia at 21, Virginia Tech. I will take West Virginia in this game. It's my upset pick of the week.
I like West Virginia. I think I like their offense. I like the offense they run. I'll agree with you there.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Okay.
Tennessee and Georgia Tech, that's a Monday game. Tennessee loses their quarterback. Georgia Tech loses their star B-back. I'm gonna take the Yellow Jackets. I'm going Georgia Tech.
I'm gonna take the Jackets too.
Wow, two in a row.
Yeah, I think the Jackets are.
I'm starting to rub off. You're starting to come over to the dark side.
I think Tennessee's one of the most. They're a trendy, overrated pick this year.
You get a burger.
That's what they're gonna be.
Ain't it a burger? I mean, it's just a burger.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30 live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Not a great night for Glenn County football. The Knights of Frederica traveled up to Peachtree Corners to take on the Westland Wolves, their first ever GHSA opponent, and were down convincingly 38-14. Glenn also took to the road to Tifton to take on Tift County and couldn't ever keep any momentum going and eventually fell 27-7 to the Blue Devils. The loss takes the Terriers to a 1-2 start. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
This has been the Jason Bishop Media Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show.
I'm not sure anybody really knows what's going on with the commercial breaks. Because it's been a whole show. We can't get the stupid things fixed.
You know, it's the first day of college football season. Everybody's excited, man. And sometimes when you get really, really excited, sometimes the details, you know, get a little bit, they fall in between the cracks a little bit. We'll clean it up for next week.
Gonna have to.
Because next week's Georgia-Notre Dame. I know you're gonna pick Notre Dame to beat Georgia next week, so I'm already accepted that. But Appalachian State? Come on, dude.
Appalachian State's a good football team.
Okay. We're gonna see how good they are at 6 o'clock. We're gonna see how good they are at about 8:15 when they're down 28-7. That'd be in the third quarter.
By 8:15?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Game comes on at 6, correct? 6:15. 2 hours in, that one, we'd be flipping the channels and say, hey, man, let's see. Georgia Southern might be playing Auburn tough. Let's go over there and see the score of that game, because this one's over.
This segment brought to you by The Strike Zone, Pristine Water, and Greenscapes Landscape and Design. So, I think that this is typically our quick hit segment where we're talking about a bunch of different things, but I mean, we've done a really good job on touching on everything this show. So we don't really have too much left over because we've been really good radio hosts to this point. This might be the best show that we've actually done in the context of talking. Granted, we can't get the commercials and all that stuff to work.
Yeah, the commercials haven't. And a good thing. I mean, it's been a long summer, man. Just think about the process we went through to get here. We went through weeks and weeks and weeks of you with talking about LeBron James is the best thing on the planet and blah, 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 and how he's the best basketball player of all time. And we go through all this, and then we finally, you know, we start talking about football's on the horizon. It's a few months away. Oh, LeBron's still the best player in the world. Then we start talking about, you know, college, high school football, and summer camps kicked off.
My enlightenment carries over into
there. LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. Then we start getting into summer camp and, you know, scrimmage games. And then there's no Braves talk because the Braves, I hadn't watched the Braves in probably 30 or 45 days now.
I'm in the same boat.
I mean, I turned the Braves off right after the All-Star break.
I will say, I'm glad you brought that up because there is one thing that I had planned to mention on the show, and then, of course, it slipped my mind with everything that's going on. So the Braves traded Brandon Phillips over to the Angels, and they got next to nothing for Phillips in return. They got a journeyman minor league old catcher by baseball standards. The guy's not going to factor. The guy they got for Brandon Phillips isn't factoring into any long-term plan. So basically, they gave Brandon Phillips away. Now, here's the part that just completely floors me. After they traded Brandon Phillips for nothing, the Braves general manager Capella comes out, or however you pronounce his name, Capella, whatever, comes out and says, "We would be interested in signing Brandon Phillips in the offseason." The guy you just traded away for nothing.
Like I said, Jace, I haven't. I didn't even know about the Brandon Phillips trade because it's football season, and I tuned the Braves out not too long ago.
You trade the guy away, and then say, and you trade him for nothing. Like, I could get it if you even got like maybe a mid-tier prospect back for him, but you got nothing. You got nothing. There's no reason to make that deal. Just keep, if you want to re-sign him, keep him on the team, and then you can negotiate with him directly before he files for free agency. Now you have to wait, and then it's going to be a bidding war.
You think Brandon Phillips was a pretty good high school football player?
Yeah, I know he was.
So basically, the Braves could have traded him to Appalachian State so they could suit him up tonight to fulfill that prediction you just made, correct?
Let's go ahead and just listen to the prediction again. Let's just listen to the whole thing, the totality of it. And here we go. Who made out the best this week? Conor McGregor. $100 million for losing a fight. I'm in the wrong business. Jags heading into regular season with talent at every position. Except the one that matters.
The Jags are weak.
Giancarlo Stanton is better than me. Braves, if you are going to try and sign Brandon Phillips in the offseason, how much bleeping sense does it make to trade him in the first place when all you got was an old minor league catcher for him?
Wow.
Can someone please tell Aaron Rodgers that it is no longer 1984 and the Magnum P.I. mustache is not trending? Florida will not beat Michigan, but only because half of the team will be suspended. Going back on that. UGA, yeah, App State, down to the wire. Dogs win 24-17.
Close game.
Lane Kiffin,
that's it, man.
If you were such a great coach,
just take it off.
Why is it that...
You don't want to hear
anymore. I would just give you an example. We just did the weekend review. Jason does a pre-recorded segment where he comes up with weekend review sports-related stuff. He went on record and said Michigan was going to beat Florida. That's what he said on his pre-recorded weekend review. And now, today on the show, Florida's going to beat Michigan, and we're going to have a Felipe Franks coming out party. I don't doubt that Felipe's going to have a coming out party, but the only question I raise is, who's he going to throw the football to?
Change my mind.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.